The following is a presentation of the Noise Space Network. Find more great podcasts at noisespace.xyz. We begin in Southern California 3 decades ago. 2 wrecked souls were brought to this earth, separated by just a scant few miles, and unbeknownst to each other. The fates kept them separate as they grew from brash whelps into homosexual young women with hard opinions about cheaply made processed foods. One of them, a black-clad warrior, fighting for metals heavy and corn syrup's high fructose. The other, a living embodiment of no-calorie soda, literally begging the gods to strike her down where she stands, or at least strike her with a cease and desist order. Now the world has united these two to clash over their cheap foodstuffs, and we meet them here, the battlefield where they are destined for eternal combat. Ladies and ghouls, it is my pleasure to welcome you to Diet Coke and Lilith's House of Snacks.
I'm Diet Coke.
And I'm Lilith.
And this is our House of Snacks. Can I confess something to you, Lilith?
Yeah, I wish that you would.
We had 2 pre-planned... This is not the confession. But we had 2 pre-planned topics, and here my dumbass is going to talk about a third thing that we didn't even plan.
Great! Let's
but
do it!
But it's been weighing heavy on my heart. I feel like I have to get this off my chest.
I like to lift that off your chest.
Thank you. I was listening to a podcast that I do enjoy a lot and like... Mm-hmm. And they made fun of when other podcasts introduce their names and sing-songy voices like we do. And
fuck
I've been
that.
Insecure about it ever since.
I'm
not saying I want to stop, by the way. I want to be very clear. This is not me saying I want to stop. But this is me saying if I've had a weird energy before saying I'm Diet Coke the last
month, it's
because a little arrow was shot through my confidence there.
It's a fun... it's a fucking radio show. We're not supposed to, come on.
Hey, listen, I'm with you.
This is why
I'm not doxing them, is that I do still like this podcast. And
jokers.
Although we have this disagreement, I'm not trying to send hate their way. But fuck them.
Yeah, I think people, you know, think recording a Discord call is enough to make a fucking podcast.
I will say one of the hosts of the podcast is like a multi-decade radio professional who had a very successful radio show before podcasts became a thing and then successfully transitioned into podcasts.
Well, Dr. Drew, how about...
That's right. That's the podcast that I like. Now I feel like I gotta clear my name. It's Double Thread. Tom Sharpling is the person I'm referring to.
Yeah. Tom Sharpling. Jesus Christ. It'd probably be good if I could say his name.
I mean, I like him, but he is a famous... I mean, he's kind of a crank. That's kind of part of his persona.
It's part of the appeal.
It's why I like him.
Yes.
Anyway, now that that's off my chest.
Uh-huh. Madam Web.
We had a question for Daddy, I think.
Daddy? Daddy, I'm very curious about Madam Web because the career of Dakota Johnson continues to baffle me. She only seems to be taking projects that she hates.
And Daddy, I saw Madam Web today, so I can help her. Can I help her?
Please, can we get out of our little cock cages? Daddy.
Do you think people like this?
oh, I actually, so this week is when that episode posted, and I made a point of telling everybody on Blue Sky that we did one of the most repugnantly horny bits that we've ever done on this show.
Right. That's right.
And the response was good. So,
well,
Daddy, please.
Daddy, please, Daddy. Listen,
okay, let's talk about Madam Web.
Let's talk about Madam Web.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Yes.
We've had a couple of fantastic guests on that I think have brought in a new crowd, and I love the new crowd. And this, I'm happy to cater to the new crowd with these horny bits. But I do sometimes wonder about the old crowd. I still like you. I'm not trying to alienate you, but we probably are going to keep doing this daddy bit.
Yeah. Yeah. We are.
Anyway.
We're taking. I mean, come on. Oh, you think the old heads were like? Oh, I don't know about you girls talking about sex.
This used to be a family show.
This used to be wholesome entertainment.
This used to be a family show with wholesome Christian values.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course it never was. If someone's a new listener, that's a bit. It's all a bit. Let's talk about Madam Web.
Let's talk about Madam Web. What the fuck is... It is MCU, right?
No.
What? Wait. Oh, is it Venom CU?
Unclear. Perhaps.
What?
it's Sony. This is a Sony film.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, maybe there's probably people out there who know this answer. But as someone who has been following it semi closely, even.
Okay.
I feel that Sony has like waffled back and forth a few times about both. Whether or not their movies are in the MCU, and whether or not their movies are in the same universe as each other.
Holy shit.
Because I know before the first Venom came out, they were saying, yes, this is the MCU. And then I think they just kind of kept quiet for a while because they wanted people to think that Venom was.
Uh-huh.
So they weren't saying it wasn't for like a long time until like Venom 2 like has Tom Hardy explicitly cross dimensions into the MCU.
Okay.
And then come back. All that being said, I don't know if Madam Web is that same universe. It is a bonkers movie. I had heard from multiple people that it's like bad in the way 2003 superhero movies were bad.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that part of why they're saying that, I didn't know it was literally set in 2003 as well.
Good. Oh, I love a movie set in 2003.
Truly. But it's all... Nothing in this movie fits together.
Uh-huh.
It is so... Again and again, this movie will like really, really, really beat you over the head to explain their rules. And then as soon as they've done that like a third or fourth time, they'll never obey those rules again. They will like, specifically disobey them for the rest of the film. It does this thing where they have like Final Destination visions where like the horrible scenario will play out and then it'll cut to moments before. But, you know, our hero has the information to change it.
Okay.
Only it doesn't play out the same way.
Great.
Usually.
Cool.
And yet, like, so we explicitly see Dakota Johnson experience one version of the scenario.
Uh-huh.
And then we see a different version of the scenario carry out. But crucially, she is still able to act as if she knows what's about to happen, even though what's about to happen isn't what she saw. It's bananas.
Okay.
There's also two very major characters who are, like, being played by significantly differently aged actors than the character is supposed to be.
Okay.
Adam Scott, who is 50 this year. Maybe he's 50. He's 50 currently.
Uh-huh,
he's playing a young Ben Parker in the film.
Okay.
They don't say his age, but he's like extremely late 20s, early 30s coded.
Weird.
Except for the fact that he's played by Adam Scott.
Uh-huh.
And then you got Sydney Sweeney, who played a teen on Euphoria. Wasn't a teen then. And then was on White Lotus. And then even on White Lotus, they're like, all right, this is silly. She can't be playing the same age teen. So even though she's a woman in her 20s, she's playing a teenager. We're at least going to make her an older teen.
Uh-huh.
Madam Web says, no, let's go back. She is a 15-year-old high school student. At least that's what that's like the vibe. I don't think they explicitly say 15, but they say she's in high school.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, her wardrobe in this movie... I'm like actually surprised they didn't give her like a giant lollipop and a spinny cap because like that is like that's what they're doing with her wardrobe throughout the film. It's bananas that anyone involved at any level of this process ever thought it was going to be anything other than a disaster.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how I know she, Dakota Johnson, has her big interview going around about, you know, movies made by committee or whatever, and how this kind of thing can happen without you realizing it. But I really, there's no small enough slice you can cut off from this movie that looks normal. Like, you could, like, you can take any 1 second of this movie and look at it and be like, well, obviously that's a terrible fucking movie.
Yeah. Okay.
It's also like
weird. That's so weird.
It also has this weird problem where, like, they don't necessarily explain why the bad guy is evil. Uh-huh. He wants to kill our three teen heroes.
Right.
But it is explicitly self-defense. It is because he has seen a vision of them killing him in the future.
Okay.
And, like, he kills Madame Web's mom.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I can, you know, whatever. I can get why I'm the weirdo who thinks, well, like, this is a white American lady who came to Peru and wants to take a spider and use it for her own medical research. I'm not necessarily going to think the guy is bad for saying, no, I want it to stay here. I'm going to kill you. You know? Okay. I get why I don't think that guy's the bad guy, but a mainstream audience might.
Yeah.
But even then, it never makes clear why he stole the spider, what he wanted it for, what his evil plans are. Like, he's just a guy who has personal beef with the hero, I guess.
Okay.
Which I just think is a very strange choice for this kind of film, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Sounds bad.
It's real bad. Oh, also, it's revealed to me that I don't think Dakota Johnson has ever opened a can of soda in her life.
What? Okay, there's, now we're back at snacks.
Yeah, we're back at snacks, thankfully. Yes. So because the movie is set in 2003, there's like a couple moments where they like very prominently drink first a Code Red with a 2003 can and then a regular Pepsi with a 2003 can.
Okay.
And in both instances, I was completely distracted from the actual scene. I couldn't stop looking at Dakota Johnson's hands because she's like, she's not approaching the soda can in a way in which anyone who's ever opened a soda can has done.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, she's like,
so parses for me with Dakota Johnson that she would never, ever know how to open up a can of soda.
She's like, she's going at it with the palm. Uh-huh. She's doing like a weird two-finger pinching maneuver. She's doing nothing that is a normal person opening a soda can. And in both scenes, she fails to get it open. It remains closed the whole scene.
Oh.
And there was like a part of me that was like, is this so that she can be conspicuously like holding the can so that we, the audience, can see it? But the thing is, in the Code Red scene, frankly, Adam Scott, who opens his can like a normal human and drinks from it throughout the scene, still manages to display his can very prominently as well. So I don't see how that could be the issue.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think the problem is Dakota Johnson is not somebody who's opened her own can of soda. I mean, not a soda drinker.
This is exactly what my beautiful
drinker.
Wife, Casey, said that she, because she's a Nepo baby, she's had people opening her bottles for her.
Yeah. Yeah. That has to be it.
I buy it.
Okay.
Anyway, I had a lot of fun. Like, this is like, sometimes bad movies aren't fun. This, you know, it did what I was hoping for. It was a very fun bad movie.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I do think we have to go back in our little cock cage now.
Yeah, back in the cock cage. Should we
go
to the snack description?
Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy. Please let us come later.
Okay, here, let's hear the snack description.
Hello, ghosts and ghoulies. Snack Keeper 3 here with a delightfully devilish description of the House of Snacks' latest entrant. Trolley's Sour Electric Crawlers are unique sour gummy worms sold by the Trolley Corporation. Or as I call it, the Trolley Corporation. You know how normal sour gummy worms are two flavors but evenly down the middle? Well, these worms also have two flavors each, but they are chaotically distributed throughout the worm in colorful patches, leaving you hopelessly, powerlessly, unable to eat only one flavor at a time. The three flavor combinations are blueberry lemonade, which I call blue scary lemonade, watermelon strawberry, which I call water hell on straw scary, and mango dragon fruit. And I'll let you in on another secret. The number one most popular fetish in my realm, the snack dimension, is electrocution. Number two, castration. These so-called gummy worms are actually electro-fried and severed penises of snack keepers. I pitched them to the Trolley Corporation because we were running out of space in our landfills. Or, as I call them, land kills. Enjoy!
Okay, so I guess we're eating electrocuted snack keeper here.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I talked to the snack keeper.
Yeah.
Because I heard that.
Right.
Before it, so I could set it up to the soundboard.
Right.
And I was talking to them, and I was saying, you know, they're pretty small, is that because they shrink when they get electrocuted and severed?
Uh-huh.
And they said, no, they're actually bigger than normal.
Okay.
That's it. That's something, I guess. They swell up when they get fried, apparently.
Interesting. Okay. Weird.
I mean, snack keepers are made of food, so it's not that weird to eat these.
I guess...
And, you know, whatever. I've had some dicks in my mouth. I don't mind that so much.
Wait, you've had dicks in your mouth?
I mean, whatever. It's cool, right? Sure. I've had a couple dicks in my mouth. Whatever. What? You haven't?
No. Diet Coke, I've never had a penis in my mouth, ever.
Well, you're about to. A snacky.
All right.
What should we go for first? Blue scary lemonades are, I would say, most prominent in my bag.
Are we going with the snack? Fine. I mean, it's a snack keeper, whatever. I'll go with whatever they want to call it. I want to be sensitive to their biology or whatever.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I didn't read it that way, but yeah, all right. So we should. I was just having fun saying that, but yeah, okay. I think you're right. So blue scary lemonade.
Blue scary lemonade. Let's do that.
So this is once again the Trolley Corporations has tried to sell two flavors as an innovation.
Yes.
As if that has not always been true of their gummies.
Yes. And it's so stupid.
Something going on with the consistency, I'll say.
Yeah.
I don't know if just things have changed at Trolley and this is just the new normal, or if this one is different, but there's something I can't quite put my finger on. It's stiffer, but I don't know if that's the right word. What do you think?
Here's what I'll say about it. I think that this is usually true about any of the, I mean, this is different. This is a new different. But like anytime they deviate from the worm, their consistency gets wacky. And I don't know why that is.
That's true. But this is a worm.
I know. It is a worm. But it's
maybe
also
it's
not
harder to do the flavor patches versus the even split.
Exactly. That's what I think. I think yes. And they also, have you noticed they have the little eyes?
Oh, I have not noticed. Let me...
Look at them closely. One side has little eyes.
You're right. You're totally right. I wonder if that is true on the normal crawlers at this point, though, and I just don't know because it's been a while since I've had a normal crawler.
I don't think so, but...
I'll get back to you, fans. I'll get back to you, listeners. Hey, we should address something, by the way. We said, like, 3 weeks ago that we were going to both talk about Wonka and eat the Wonka. We said that on air, I'm pretty sure, and we haven't done that. It's because Lilith can't find them anywhere, and that's not unreasonable, so we're not going to talk about the Wonka
candy
Wonka
that I can't find, yeah.
I thought the movie was good, like people say, but I disagree that it's overall good because I thought Shyamalan sucked in it. That was my big opinion.
Got it, okay. We will talk about the movie. I will watch it. I will eat the Wonka hats.
Okay.
I think they'll come into my Safeway sooner than later.
You know what's funny is one of the places I looked today for the Trolleys had the hats, but not the Trolleys.
Yes.
And then when I was at the movies to see Madame Web, they also had the Wonka hats. Wonka's not even in theaters there anymore, but the hats sure still were. I can say sentences.
Okay.
Everybody.
I do want to talk about the flavor of the blueberry lemonade.
Because yeah, get at it. And I'll eat the.
I like it.
You like it?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. Yeah. I don't know why I acted surprised when I also liked it.
I mean, blueberry lemon is always. That's a good combination. I mean, I say it's always, but didn't we have like a sun-kissed blueberry lemonade that was one of the most vile things that we've ever had?
Yeah.
Remember that?
It tasted like piss and not in a fun way.
Yeah. This is good, though.
I'll tell you, it does kind of still have my problem with a lot of blueberry lemon things, which is I want them to really pull that lemon tart forward.
Yes.
This does do it a little better than a lot of them, though. It's still not exactly where I would like, but it's better than most. And hey, I'll give them credit for that. It's a pretty solid gummy.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm going to try the water hell on straw scary next.
Okay, I needed to look back at the package to figure out what the fuck you were talking about.
The snack keeper did say them the trolley way as well. It's not like they were saying, it's not like they didn't want to say. I think it's probably fine, actually. Okay. Watermelon strawberry.
Watermelon strawberry, okay.
Which the snack keeper calls water hell on straw scary.
It's yellow and red.
Which in the bag does look pretty, you got to kind of get it in the light, because the shadow of the bag made it hard to tell. Now that I see them in the light, it's very obviously different colored on the mango dragon fruit, but whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm eating it.
Ooh, that is interesting.
It is.
It was fun because at the beginning, when I first started biting into it, I was like, this is very watermelon forward. I don't know that I taste the strawberry. And then I kept chewing, and then I was like, oh, there's the strawberry, but I feel like the watermelon's gone.
Yeah, I had that too, but then I also had a point where they kind of synthesized and merged into one. I really enjoyed that flavor, I will say.
I need to hit it again to see if I can...
Really, really strong flavor execution.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little... Sorry, my words got a little wet on that last read.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for describing it in the grossest way possible.
Of course, as you do.
As I do. Anyway, flavor, I think, is that one... That was rock solid. I really like that flavor.
Mm-hmm.
The consistency is still bugging me, though, and I also kind of wish there was a little more sour powder going on.
Yeah.
I don't want to give my full opinion until I've had the mango dragon fruit.
Right.
But I do, the opinion that is shaping, that is forming in me, is that I kind of just wish they would use these flavors for a regular sour crawler pack.
Yes, I'm kind of right there with you, because this weird consistency and also the weird way that, I'm looking at these. Let's do a little bit of a visual. Yeah. They don't look good.
They don't. And the benefit you get of enjoying both flavors, it's not like you're gonna take more than one. I mean, you can if you want, but a regular gummy worm, you're gonna eat it in one bite and get both flavors anyway.
I do sometimes bite them in half to get one flavor at a time, but
sure, but that's just like.
That's a thing you can choose to do.
Exactly. Like you have the option for both on the regular
crawler,
and this one limits you to only one, and it does it slightly worse, which I think is kind of a bummer.
Uh-huh. I agree.
All right. I'm going to try the mango dragon fruit.
Let's do it.
The snack keeper just called that. Probably because it has dragon in the name, which is scary.
Bad dragon.
Well, that's not really scary, but sure.
Could be.
We should ask the snack keeper if they want to experiment with sex puns too, based on the nature of their dimension. It kind of feels like that could be maybe even a better area than scary puns, is horny puns.
I don't know that I love this. I'm gonna have a second one.
I do like this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, I would say, it's very dragon fruit forward.
Yes,
I'm definitely getting more of that than the mango, which honestly I don't mind. I love a real mango, but. Mango is a fruit that definitely has a very low hit rate for the fake version for me. I think Haichu might be the only pure fake mango that I like, which we talked about on another episode.
Yep.
I think it kind of helps that it's so dragon fruit forward, because then mango can just be kind of a nice accent aftertaste.
Yeah.
And I think it works well. I like this gummy flavor a lot as well.
I think it's probably my least favorite of the three. But... That being said, I did like it a lot.
I'm going to say that the blueberry lime is probably my least favorite of the three, just because I really did want a little more of that tartness.
Interesting.
And the kind of more fruitier ones did impress me.
Uh-huh.
Well, what are we saying here? This is a would no, not no, buy no. Would. Where's he? Eat. Clearly. They're good. It's just I kind of wish they had gone a slightly different direction.
I'm having to think about my rating.
Yeah. I didn't mean to rush us into rating because I was just like, I'm ready. I think people know where I'm at. Why am I going to pussyfoot around it, you know?
Here's the thing about any trolley product is that it has to beat the Sour Bright Crawler, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's why it's a would not buy for me.
Yeah, and that's they set such a high bar for themselves.
Yeah, their standard is very high.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Well, their standard is high, but their standards, I think, are kind of low. But
I would agree with that, because I do think we have reviewed some trolley whiffs. So I'm going to go with a would not buy.
It costs money, and where is it getting the money from? I don't think so.
And it's a woody.
Got a good taste.
Because it does indeed have got a good taste.
It's got a good taste, for sure.
My favorite of the flavors, gonna go watermelon strawberry.
I think I'm probably gonna agree. Although that the mango dragon fruit was a real grower for me.
Interesting,
As I neared the end of the chewing experience, and the aftertaste was kind of really where it won me over. But I do still think I like the watermelon strawberry.
Mango dragon fruit is probably gonna be my least favorite. It's not that bad. It's just I don't like it as much.
Which is how I feel about the blueberry lemonade.
Interesting. Well.
Well. Sorry for Reaganing you.
Now. I'm concerned about something. I'm kind of holding my bag up, as you can see.
That's true, yeah.
Above my head.
We've had some issues lately in the house of snacks.
And here's the thing. If this is a bag of snack keeper dicks, do we want that little kid to be eating them? Doesn't seem right.
Now, let me... Is your concern that it would be cannibalism or pedophilia or both?
Well, not pedophilia, because the kid's doing the thing. It's not like the dicks are getting any enjoyment out of this.
This is true.
You shouldn't feed dicks to a kid.
I mean, well, you should. I mean, but that's... But you shouldn't feed human dicks to... You shouldn't feed severed human dicks to anybody.
You shouldn't feed dicks to anybody. We not be eating this?
I think feed is a... There's some stretch to that definition.
Yeah, because he's the snack taker.
I can think of some scenarios where you might want to feed some dick to somebody.
Okay.
or you might want somebody to feed some dick to you, as the case may be.
Okay, all right. We get it. Oral sex is a thing.
Listen, oral sex is a thing, but also...
Yes?
There's more than one way to eat a dick, you know?
Anyway. Now, what does this mean?
Anyway, my point is,
uh-huh.
The taboo against feeding severed penises to people,
yes, uh-huh.
I think only applies to human penises.
Okay.
Snack keepers are made of food.
Yeah.
That being said, we're not made. Like, if we were all, like, you know, to the nanny-eating
giant. Yeah, give me that!
We're made of food as well. Hey,
give it.
Taker, I don't know if you should be having these. Let's get
he's
your
jumping. He's got a pretty good leap.
It's
too.
A good thing we're both tall bitches. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's,
give
let's,
me. Why can't?
Snack, hey, snack keeper three. Get it. Hit it.
Come on. I'm snacky.
I know, darling. I know you're always snacky, but we've talked about this. I know it's in your name, but this is not our dimension. You can't just go taking other people's snacks like that.
I'm hungry, though.
In the same way that it would be inappropriate for me to hoard all of the snacks in this dimension, although that is the goal of every snack keeper in our world.
Okay. Have one.
Lilith, can she have one of your... She, sorry, I misgendered my own child, I think.
I'm gender fluid, it's okay.
Okay, okay, just like you, me.
Any pronouns are fine.
Great, we have that in common. Can he have one?
I guess, yeah.
It's not weird for him to eat them. It's we're made of food, so it's just food.
Okay.
See, I told you.
Yeah, no, I mean, that makes sense. I mean,
I wouldn't, Diet Coke, I wouldn't go assuming those kinds of things, but yes, that is the case.
Yeah, Diet Coke, I don't
you're,
know.
No, you're both right. I'm sorry, I fucked up. I shouldn't have just assumed that way. I'm sorry, Snack Keeper.
Here, Snack Taker, catch it.
Okay!
Good little champ. Great catcher. Way better than Diet Coke's loser dog. Couldn't catch a treat to save his life.
Wow! I don't know.
Lucky can't catch shit.
All right. Well, yeah, that's true.
It's true. I've seen it happen.
Uh-huh.
The other day, she threw a treat to him, and it hit him right between the eyes, fell right in front of him, and he looked right back up at her like she'd never thrown anything at all.
That's adorable, I have to say.
It was pretty adorable.
That's pretty cute.
Should I end the show?
You please.
Well, goodbye, ghosts and ghoulies. The House of Snacks is closed yet again. We'll snack you later.
For more from the House of Snacks, visit patreon.com/houseofsnacks. That's patreon.com/houseofsnax.